Welcome to the family, you beautiful savages. Today on Top 5 Quarantine Sneakers, I have my boy Shamir. I appreciate him taking time out of his day to hop on and talk some sneakers with me. Find out, you know, his favorite pair of shoes on here on this episode. Guys, sorry again about the quality. Unfortunately, these unprecedented times, we're stuck at home doing it through the phone. Please enjoy, and guys, stay home. Be an example. Don't be a problem. I love you guys. Stay safe. All right, guys, so I'm here with my boy Shamir. I've known Shamir for quite a long time. Well, it's been like, what, 4 years, Shamir, since we first got introduced with by Trey?
Yeah, I think so, around like 4 years.
Yeah, man, it's been a while. How's that treating you, man?
Man, everything's good, you know, hanging in there, doing my thing here and there, work, school, that's it. Oh, man, I don't even know, man. I'm so undecided. So I'm still trying to figure my life out, man. I was in for medical, but might do business because where I'm at now in my life. So who knows where it takes me.
And as long as you get the degree, bro, that's all that matters.
Exactly.
You want to go. Well, one of the reasons why I hit you up, man, is because I was doing, like, the quarantine sneaker top fives, and I know you have a big shoe collection. Anyone that knows Shamir knows that his favorite shoe is the Retro One. So I was like, man, I'm gonna hit him up. I was like, I wouldn't be surprised if the whole top five was a favorite one.
Nah.
Pairs that you threw up here. All right, so I'm gonna start with the first pair. It's gonna be the one up top. That is the Yeezy 750 Breads. Tell me how you the story. Are you getting these, man?
Man, I had to pay some resale for this one, man. I went to a sneaker con out in, I want to say, it was either Miami or Fort Lauderdale. It was me, my girlfriend, her brother, and a couple other buddies of ours. And I knew, like, the minute I walked down there, I was like, I got to get something. And the Yeezy Breads were one of them. That was, like, my favorite color. And out of that, like, three or four that came out at the same time, I think it was three. The coppers, the olives, and I think that was it. But that was like my go-to. I was like, I have to get those. So I had to poke around for like 2 hours until I came across some guy right when it was about to close. And I was just like, he hit me with an offer, and I was just like, nah, man. So I had to knock him down at least $100, and he took it. But I paid resale for those. I paid some good money.
That's what people don't understand too, man. It's the art of bargaining. You know, I'm not trying to hit the finesse, man, but he's trying to get, you know, $100 less than what it originally was asking for.
Yeah.
They're going for dummy bread now, too, right? Even more than what it was before?
Oh, yeah. So, like, the price I paid for it was, like, pretty much a steal, because I think they're going for at least $300, $400 plus from what I got it. Yeah.
Dude, I don't have a pair of the, like, that edition that came out. But I really wanted the olive one because I just felt like the green lining on it.
Yeah, that was like my second pair. The copper one was probably my least favorite. But like that olive pair was probably, if I couldn't get those, the breads, I'd probably get those.
Got a pair. And then you wear like a small size too, right? You wear like a, what, nine?
I wear 8.5, 9.
Yeah, like a super common size too, man.
Yeah, and that's the reseller's like favorite shoe to, size to go to, 8.5. So for me to get shoes is crazy, man. I gotta fight.
It's like you said, the go-to pair or the go-to size for all resellers, man, is the most common size. Not only can men wear them, but even women that, you know, wear like a 9.5, 10, and women can fit into a men's 8.5.
Exactly. Those are the freaks that try and get our shoes.
Exactly, man. All right, man. So the next pair you have on here are the Jordan 1 Black Toes.
Oh, yeah. Those, man, like you said, if you know me, you know I love ones. The Black Toes are, those are probably, in this whole picture, I think I've worn those probably the most. Like, those were like a go-to shoe. Like, if they're, those are just the ones I grab out of all the ones I grab, like I have. Like, it's crazy. Like, I wear those constantly for some reason. I just love, like, that color combination right there. Like, that white, red, and black is just, I don't know. It's just, it goes with everything I have, to be honest. And red or black or white is not even my favorite color.
Yeah,
shoe, especially the way they from like all the other, you know, the all the other pairs that came out, like kind of similar to this color wave.
Yeah.
Because like I think TJ was saying it too on the last podcast, but it's like a. Is this the pair that you have just by the door? Like these are just the ones you throw on?
Those are one of them that I keep by the door that I'll just grab and put them on. It doesn't even matter.
So like, whip up a pair that you never really wear, or like a pair that you don't wear. Like, what special occasion is it for you to whip on something out like that?
For those, the black toes.
Like a ones. Like let's say you have like you know the. Just as an example, you have like the LA to Chicago's. Like, what would make you pull those out to wear them?
It has to be a very, like, good occasion for me. Like, somewhere, like, I've probably never been, or I want to, like, be able to show out a little bit. Like, oh, man, like, he has those? So he knows what he's doing. That's probably the only time I'll probably bring out a pair that I've never worn. That's probably sitting in my closet for more than, like, 4 or 5 months.
Is it a two-man or are you, like, you don't wear them? Or, I mean, excuse me, do you wear all the pairs that you have? Or do you, you just, you know,
best
stock them until you feel like it?
To be honest, usually I wear all my shoes. But I do have a couple that are still DS that I just haven't had the time to, like, throw them on. Just because with where I work at, like, I don't get to wear sneakers anymore. Because you know how we used to do. You know, like, I wear dress shoes now, so if I'm putting on shoes, it's because I'm off or I'm going to school. So I don't really have time, and usually I don't want to sit there and lace them up, so it has to be, like, a really good occasion for me to bring something out or, you know, have them on ice for that long and then bring them out, you know?
Me, personally, I still have my Bred 4s on ice. I just haven't, had the chance. Like you said, I just haven't had the chance to pull them out. And then unfortunately one of the pairs that I have on ice, which I think I should make my beaters, are like my Butter Yeezys, man. I still haven't worn them.
Oh, really?
I haven't worn those, and I beat the hell out of my creams, the original creams that came out, and I think I need to flip that up and you know, clean up my creams and then make my butters a beater.
Yeah, I have the Breads too, but I honestly put those on the same day I got them, the Bred 4s. So I'm usually not the one to keep things on ice like that, unless it's ones. Usually I keep a couple pairs of ones on ice. Like if I have doubles or something, I'll keep them on ice.
I see that. You just one to rock, one to stop.
Yeah, just in case that one pair gets super beat up, where I'm probably just going to end up playing ball in them. So I know I have another pair where I can throw on and be like, dang, that kid keeps, like, good care of his shoes.
Yeah, man, it's like when for most of the time, like, an actual collector, when they do buy two pairs, it's not even to resell them. It's just because, like, you know, if you have, like, let's say, for example, your favorite pair, once you wear them out, man, and, you know, you can't bring them back to life, you wish you had another pair, and then lo and behold, you ended up buying two, so you have another pair.
Yep, that's exactly how I do. I don't usually buy two pairs to have one just to resell. It's usually for my personal use. It's for my personal collection. I'm not really a big reseller either, to make that, like, a point. Like, I have doubles just because I like the shoe a lot. And ones is my go-to, and that's, like, the only shoe I buy doubles of. Unless it's, like, a trainer, like some Huaraches, where you know those things are going to get beat up and you have to go buy another pair no matter what.
If you ask people, man, I have like a million pairs of all red Huarache, man. Just because my two go to, like, my like, if I'm in the back room, like, you know, running socks or whatever, and I'm just not on the floor, that's what I wear, man. It's just like on a Tuesday or Thursday, I go in with my red Huaraches, and you already know what time it is.
Exactly, it's go time. Like, it's time to get to work.
All right, man. So the next pair you have is the Air Max 97 Soul Bullets. Now, this is a good pair. People slept on these, man.
Man, I got lucky on these because I missed the first release when they dropped. Like, this was a shoe I grew up loving for some reason. Like, I just love that reflective on that shoe. And it's kind of a shoe that you can put together any outfit with, too. Like, I was honestly working at Foot Action when I was able to cop these, too. I was sitting there with a customer. Yeah, man, I was with the customer. It was bright and early, and they said that, oh, the silver bullet sneakers popped up on my phone. They're like, the silver bullets are gonna drop again as a restock. I'm like, oh man, I gotta get on here, man. I joke you not, I was probably on my phone for like 30 to like 45 minutes with a customer in front of me, like just clicking, like, yo, I need this shoe. And then he's in front of me, he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, yo, I'm in line trying to get this shoe. And then the guy that was helping was a reseller. So he's like, oh, what shoe? I'm like, oh, the Nike Silver Bullets, the 97s. He's like, are you serious? And he tried to get on it, and then it wouldn't let him on because there's like a time limit or something like that. But this is honestly one of my favorite shoes that I wear just as much as I wear those black toes. I think I took him to Georgia like 2 weeks ago just to beat him up.
That you stock?
No, I don't. I do want another pair, but I mean, they're not crazy beat up where I need to go buy another one ASAP.
Oh man, it doesn't look bad at all. It looks like you just cleaned them on crap.
See, exactly, and I don't clean my shoes too often either.
Box.
Yeah, I just throw them right back in the box. If there's a little dirt, it's fine. I like that little, like, you it's that wear and tear. I like that wear and tear look on shoes.
I won't throw them back in the box until I clean them.
See, oh man, yeah. See, I don't have time to be doing all that, and I know your shoe collection is probably bigger than mine, so I know how you are probably.
Bigger than yours just because it's a size 12 or size 13. Yeah.
True. Dude, but these are like one of my favorite pair of shoes to wear, to be honest. Out of all the 97s, this is my favorite pair of 97s.
And I wish I would have got they had the confetti pack that came, or the confetti pack, and I tried them on, like, the size 13, and I was like, man, they're just really narrow for me. We had a 14 with a bottom, but they're just narrow. That's the only thing I have to say, at least for me personally. Do you feel the same?
Yeah, I honestly do feel the same about that. They do run a little narrow, but my foot is, like, right in between that, like, narrow and wide, so I can work with it. So it doesn't bother me crazy much.
Originally, two guys is Air Max 97. That's in the name. These originally came out in 97. I believe they weren't they track shoes at one point?
Track shoes? I'm honestly not too sure about that. I mean, I know they were really popular back then when they did drop, though.
I mean, I can't remember. I remember there was a couple of Air Maxes that were, because, bro, back in the day, you know, these big bulky ass shoes were runners and stuff too, man. Like, people legit ran in these.
Yeah, that's true. Like, I know 90s, like, people used to run in those for sure. 97's probably like that big revolution where, like, oh, we probably have to run in these just because it came with, like, that full bubble.
Yeah, the full bubble, and then these are just, like, compared to, like, the 90s and the 95s, they're a little bit slicker. They're not as bulky.
Yeah. But I know for sure, like, the 97s were based off of something, though. I think they were based off of, like, some plane, maybe?
If I'm not mistaken either.
Yeah.
Damn, I should have done
I think so, too. I know it's from, like, the Chinese or something like that. I know for some, like, it's not coming off the top of my head, but I know it was something that had to do with, like, a plane.
Can't remember. I don't know why I just went blank on it, because I did do the research. I just don't have my notebook with me. But damn.
Actually, I think it's off of a train, not a plane. I think they had a train that was, like, really, like, similar to it, and that's what I think they based that shoe off of.
We're not scientists.
Yeah.
And then the next shoe you have, The next shoe you have on your collection is a real cool pair too, man. It's the Air Max 1/97 Sean Witherspoons. That's talking about that one, man. First of all, who is Sean Witherspoons? Do you know who that is?
To be honest, I know he's just a big sneaker collector. Like, he's more of like a, what is it? What do you call it? I know he goes out to, like, I don't know how to explain. Like, he likes that vintage stuff. He's a big vintage guy. But I'm not, I have never, Yeah, I've never done like crazy research into it. I just love that design that he made. Like, I follow like a bunch of Nike pages on Instagram. So like the minute I seen these were dropping, I was like, those with corduroy? I'm like, damn, like on a pair of shoes, I'm like, that has to be like a cop for me. Like, and the color, like the color combination was just insane for me. Like, I love like that dark olive green on that shoe. Like, it's beautiful, man. Like, if you had the shoe, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Like, this shoe, like, I rarely bring out unless I want to get noticed. And I do get noticed every time I have brought it out, though.
Too, man, people don't realize, like, the picture sometimes doesn't do it justice compared to in person. Not only is it just, like, the colors don't pop out as much, but it's also, like, the quality of the shoe.
Mm-hmm. And the quality was really good on the shoe. I thought so. But like the story behind me getting these, man, I got lucky. Like, I don't know if you know Kith. Hello? Yeah, I can't hear you. But I got it from Kith off a raffle. And it was probably like the luckiest because I entered like twice. I had my girlfriend enter it for me too. But luckily I got it. And I actually had to skip out on work for a couple of hours to drive down to Miami to actually get these shoes. Because like the minute I received the confirmation, I didn't get to like even look at my email until like an hour later when they sent it to me. And I seen that I had a notification on my phone and it says, congratulations, you have been selected to buy the Sean Wotherspoons. I was just like, dude, oh man. I'm like, I had to make some calls to see if anybody can cover my shift. But crazy was, I nobody could cover it, but they were like, it's okay if you come in a couple of hours late. And I took the jet out there and just flew. Like, I was like, yo, I gotta go get these shoes. And I went out there solo too, which was kind of like, I'm not saying it's bad, but just being out there, being around all those resellers and stuff, you never know what could happen.
But,
yeah, exactly. So like, I came out there, luckily there was no problems, but I'm telling you, like, Kith was packed from every side of their building. Like, everybody was just waiting to get this shoe. But like, I got really lucky. I paid retail, which was like 170 or 160, I want to say, like between one of those prices. But hey, man, I came up and I never looked back on it.
Dude, man, especially since it's you know, how much Sean Wotherspoon means to like the, you know, sneaker culture, man.
Yeah.
Since you went to Kith, did you end up getting any their famous milkshakes?
No, I didn't, because they weren't actually completely open at the time. So they didn't like actually start doing their milkshakes until like pretty much I had to go. So I got there like because they have like their time limit between 9 and 10. And I think 10 is when they officially open like their little milkshake shop. So, and you know me, I had to get back to work. I had to get back to Fort Myers. So I was like, man, let me get these shoes and go home.
I wish we got a chance, man. When I went with Rob, we went to Miami, and we ended up going to ThriftCon. And we're gonna stop at Kith to get the milkshake. But dude, it was when the coronavirus had just broken out and everything, and we're like, nah, man, fuck that. We're not taking the chance.
Yeah. But I do want to go back out there to check them out, cause it. Like, the round two is pretty dope out there, too, because I've been to, I think they have two shops out there.
From each other. They have, like, the vintage clothing and then the shoes.
Yep, there you go. Yeah, I actually want to go back there to check out a lot of their, like, their clothing, because I'm a big fan of, like, windbreakers and stuff. So I'm trying to get, like, the windbreaker, like, whole suit, track suit. So if I can find something like that, or maybe even just the pants. But we'll see. At least not at the moment right now with all this coronavirus going around.
Yeah, guys, we're doing this all through the phone. Please stay home, be an example, not the problem. self-quarantine, stay isolated, and start a project that you haven't, that you've been planning to do, but you haven't, and now you get enough time, so might as well do it.
Yeah.
Oh, but by the way, the shoes that you, the 197s, they're going for size 9.5. They're going on StockX for about $1,000.
How much is the 8.5 going for? I haven't like even kept track of that because I don't plan on getting rid of mine.
More?
Only $100 more?
For 11.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I brought that up just to say, like, compared to what you could have been paying and then how you got them. I mean, because 170 for like a non-sneakerhead, that's a lot of money. But like, compared to like, you know, imagine if you were a reseller and you did, you know, you kept them and you never dead stocked this whole time. Oh, and by the way, guys, dead stock means that they've never been worn. But imagine if you did, if you would have kept them dead stock, you know, you would be able to sell them right now for about the 11.
Yep, that's very true. I did keep them on ice for, I think maybe 3 months, 3-4 months, and I just was like, you know what, I got to break these out, man. There's like, there's no reason for these to be sitting in the box and collecting dust. Like, I gotta show them off.
They're made to be worn, man. It's the point of shoes,
man.
And I think that is my biggest pet peeve with people, man. Where they don't. I mean, I'm not one to talk, but just like I said, I just haven't had the chance. But yeah, no, man. Like, dude, wear the shoes, man. Don't have them in closets for like fucking years and years, man. Like 3-4 years. Wear them. They're meant to be worn. If you don't want them, then do something with them. But dude, that's what they're for, man. They're, all the scuffs have a story. I'm pretty sure you can tell me plenty of times when you scuffed a shoe and then you'll never forget it, bro. Like a pair of the time that you probably scuffed a, you know, pair of ones. Damn, man, like I knew I shouldn't have been over there with these on.
Yeah, actually, that's actually happened with the bread Yeezys. You probably can't see them, but I accidentally, I don't know what I was doing, but I know I hit a wall, a white wall. So there's like a little white, like a nice like white scuff on the side of it. I mean, you probably won't see it in the picture, but it's there. It's there. I was really upset, though.
Crazy, man, how much of, like, how it'll not ruin your day, but you just be like, damn, fuck, I shouldn't have been over there, man. I shouldn't have worthy for that. It's crazy.
You know, like, you'll just talk yourself like, yo, I can't do this next time I wear them again.
For precautions and everything.
Yeah.
Dude, oh man. Now I remember why I haven't worn my breads, because when they did come out, I think they came out like last year when it was really bothering me why I haven't worn them. It came out last year around this time, and I was planning to wear them, and then the summer came and it was just rainy season, bro, this whole time, and then I just never wore them.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right. I think I still wore mine as much as I could, though. I really didn't care because, I mean, in my head was like, these are breads. These have released plenty of times, so it's not going to be anything new to anybody if they see it. Like, oh, you got those. Like, nah, everybody has those.
Wait, but my infrared sixes? Bro, I beat them to hell, man. Like, how many times have they came out? And I beat the shot of them.
Yeah. So those are another pair of shoes that I kind of just throw on too if they're just sitting outside. Like, I don't care what outfit I'm wearing, I'll just throw them on too as well.
Maybe would be on my head if I wouldn't rock my fours. You know, that's his favorite shoe too, and he would be mad as well. Bro, rock your fours, are better than threes.
Oh man.
Next shoe you have on here is going to be another retro one, and these are the one brands.
Yeah, man, I had to go through a little hoops to get those too for some reason. I'm not sure why. I don't even think Foot Action had gotten them.
But
I think a couple stores only. Yeah, I can't even remember how I even got them, to be honest. I just know these are like another, like, I just know I actually beat these up a lot too. I think I wear these maybe a little bit more than the black toes. Like, so, I got some storage behind that, huh?
It's before the black toes, right?
Yeah, those released before the black toes, I believe so. I think they came out in 2014 or 15, because I think the black toes came out in 2016, if I'm not mistaken.
With you, man, because I totally dropped the ball and left my notebook inside and I'm not going back for it.
I know that. But now,
go ahead, bro. Like, when do you wear these out?
Man, the year they dropped, I actually wore them a lot. I wore them with whatever I could, man. I know I actually wore them just to wear them for some reason. I just kind of just threw them on all the time, just because they're just black and red. And who doesn't have black or red in their closet, you know? Like, it's just so popular and so common to have those two colors in your closet. So those I wear a lot for some reason. Like, if you really look at them, like, you can see, like, they've been worn. I've actually shot hoops in them. I've ran up and down some courts with them before. So they've been around. They've actually been to Portland with me. But
materials on the toe box, is it tumble leather?
It is tumble leather. So the leather is actually pretty good. I don't mind. It's the only thing I have a problem with. I think it's all ones, or maybe ones with black on it. That material, like that the paper that's in the box, rubs off and it has like glitter on it. So, I mean, the quality is pretty good. It's just, I don't know if it's just the paper or the material on the shoe that kind of messes up.
Because I know the paper, sometimes, depending on, like, what year it was or the paper that they put in there, it changes, like, the, you know, the white soles to yellow or the ice soles to yellow.
Yeah.
Paper, that's what I'm going to say.
But yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, I keep them outside the box regardless, because it's a, like I said, it's probably another one of my go-to shoes. But I actually like beating those up for some reason, just because a lot of people like to keep that shoe on ice for some reason. But I'm like, dude, like, it's a shoe. Wear it, you know? Enjoy the shoe while you can, because you can't take it anywhere else once you go.
All right, man. So from what I see from, like, I just looked online when we just had a little intermission. I don't see any difference between the band ones and then the bread ones. The only thing I think is just the quality on it, because it's the same, legit, the same color wave. It has a white bottom. The only thing I think that's different is just the color is a little darker.
Mm-hmm. And are you talking about the one with the big X on it, or like the OG?
The OG pair.
OG pair. Yeah, from that, I think the OG pair might be a little bit taller in height. I think that might be the only difference, but other than that, I don't see any difference.
And then the one with the X is just the X on the back.
It's just the X, but I heard that was like complete horrible quality on that shoe. Like, it was cool to have, but from a lot of like the sneakerheads that I talked to, like a lot of the OGs, like they say that quality was probably one of the worst, but it was like a really dope shoe to have, especially with the story behind it and having the X and all that.
Yeah, and it's the nostalgic pack, or the nostalgia factor of it being, you know, like the band ones and then yeah, having the X. Yeah, I think that's true too. How many pairs of ones do you actually own?
I think off the top of my head, about 30.
Shoes, man.
Yeah, all of the same shoes.
Threes are my favorite, and I think I have maybe like, off the top of my head, I think I have like 15 pairs of like threes. So it's all the same silhouette, just different colors.
Just different colors, but like a couple, I think I have maybe three that I have doubles of. So I only like really buy doubles of like the OG colorways or like colors that I really, really like mess with a lot.
Threes too, right?
Yeah, I do have the top threes.
Top threes were one of the ones I was trying to get, one of those pairs, but I didn't. And then I ended up getting, I think it came out the same year, but I ended up getting like the patent gold, patent leather go toes. I wanted to get two pairs of them, man, but I never hit on sneakers. So yeah. I didn't end up getting them, the second pair.
I got those too. I don't wear those too often, because that leather is like really tight, and that, like, out of all my ones, I think those are the only ones that like mess with me, like on my sides. But I think that's all with all that patent leather, because I have another pair that are patent leather that I haven't had the chance to put on just yet.
But the only thing I don't like about the patent leather is that it's legit, like you said, all patent leather, and then they're high, man. So it just like hits the back of my heel, just a little too hard. Like it's just too rough with it, man. And then like the next day, I have like a, it's not like a bruise, but it'll just be like really tender, where I was walking with the shoes, so they don't bend.
Yep, exactly. That's exactly how I feel. I think it's just because like they're just a little too stiff.
That was your top five, man. Do you have any of any grail top five that you think off the top of your head?
Grail top fives, huh? I don't really have any in mind. I know I do want a couple pairs where I can stop buying a certain like brand, I guess you can say. I mean, I have the, I want the Adidas, the V1s, the Pirate Blacks. I know I've been like looking to get those for a really long time.
I want the Turtle Doves.
Yeah, I know everybody wants that, but for me, like it's something with black shoes that like attract me, just so I can, I probably because I can wear them so often and probably with anything. So that's probably a reason why I like those a lot. I mean, I could never get my hands on them. I almost came across one, but it was going to be a used pair, to be honest. But the thing that threw me off in not getting them is that it didn't have a box with them.
Like when it comes to like older shoes and you like trying to buy like especially a, you know, a coveted pair, the only ones you'll find at a reasonable price are like someone's beaters.
Exactly. I mean, I do have another pair in mind. This one's an old shoe, but I haven't found anyone or anywhere that has them be used. It did pop up not too long ago, a couple weeks ago, but it wasn't in my size. It's a pair of Nike Blazers. It's the salvage denim. I don't know how big of a fan you are of Mac Miller.
Pick the Mac.
Mac, I know if you watch the Nikes on My Feet video, he's wearing a pair of Blazers that are denim, and those I think those are like top grail for me if I could find those.
Those are really comfortable too.
Yeah, I used to wear a lot of them in back in high school. I had a pair that I'm actually like looking for, not too much, but it's just a solid like white and black blazer that I had, but I can't find them anywhere. Nobody has them used, B, or anything. Like sizes don't even show up. But that Mac Miller blazer though is a blazer I need to have.
I really don't know which one they're talking about, so I'm gonna look them up.
I think I can send you a little picture of them. I think it's called they're the salvage denim
blazer. I like blazers, man, but like I'm a big dude, man, and that cloth material, like I have a big feet, and they just don't look good in 13 or 14 to me. But I was trying to get the Stranger Things collab when they came out with the special box, but I never hit on sneakers.
Yes,
then,
it's hard to hit on sneakers. Like I keep trying, even though I keep trying to talk myself out of trying to on sneakers, because like you know how sneakers is, man. I don't know how they pick people, but usually it always seems like the same people get them.
Point system, man. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, these are dope, man.
Yeah, those.
Denim, anything denim, like you can like you know, you can kind of like wash it, like hand wash it, and then make them look kind of used, and like you know, yeah. Use it like that that denim wash.
Yeah, that light denim wash. I know what you're talking about. It give like a vintage look kind of to it.
All right, those two. What about your third pair that you can think of?
Man, this one's gonna take a little time. I mean, grail. I got most of the shoes that I've always wanted. I mean, I think it'd probably be the shattered backboards, the OG ones, the 1.0s.
You know, they came out with so many.
Yeah, it'd be the very first ones, because I have the second pair, and I got those for a steal, so I need the first pair. The price, huh?
I said the second pair is reverse too, right?
Yeah, that one's the reverse one. So I need that first pair, but I don't know anybody who got them in my size. If they do, you know, holla at me, you know. We can talk business.
Yeah, you need two more. What's your fourth pair?
oh, this is a pair I balled in high school with. It's the Nike Kobe 6s. The Zoom Kobe 6s, the purple gradient. I need those in my life. I had a pair. I ended up beating them up to the point where I think the sole started to separate in one of the shoes. So I had to get rid of those. I had to pretty much just toss them out. I didn't want to, but it was just at that point where it was just so beat, you had to like throw them out. Like there was no repair.
Man, just nostalgia. Just...
Yeah. that's what I thought. Like when I look back on it, that's probably what I should have done. But those are another ones. I can't find them anywhere. Nobody has them in my size once again. And if they do have it, it's probably, you know, for a crazy amount of money. Just because, you know, RIP to Kobe. You know, the resellers want to, you know, get as much as they can now.
And it's crazy too, man, because the shoes have gone up so much in price. I was looking right before he passed away. I usually for Christmas, what I do for work is I'll do the 12 days of Christmas. I own I own a whole bunch of KD, so I do like my KD. I think he started with 5, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I do like all his Christmas editions, but I only have like 4 or 5 pairs of them, and I needed like to make the 12. And I was looking at the Kobe Grinches. And dude, before he passed away, they were only going for like 300. I was like, maybe I might pull the trigger, bro. Now they're going for like a pack.
Yeah. Now that brings up another pair. That'd probably, that's 4, right? But it'd be the Kobe Zoom Galaxy 7s. Those. And I'm gonna add another one. It's the and the what the Kobe 7s. Both of those. I actually right before he passed, it was in November, the end of November. I was actually looking for the what the Kobe 7s right before he passed, but I did not want to pull the trigger on them because I thought 350. I think they were at the time they were going for like 400, and I was at least trying to get them for at least 300. But nobody was biting for an offer. But I should have probably pulled the trigger at that point because, like you said, they're like going for thousands now.
I remember I had the, I think they were like the, I can't remember which one they were, but it was like the Area 51 edition when he did it, when all the signature athletes did it that year.
And the Kobe 8s.
Yeah, the Kobe 8s. And dude, I really don't know what happened to him, man. I really don't know what happened. I don't know if I gave him away. If someone stole them from me, if I left them somewhere, I really don't know what happened to them, man. And those are probably my favorite color that came out when the A-Tech came out.
Yeah, those were a really hot shoe. I almost got those too back in the day as well. I almost got them for, I think I was gonna get them for about like 200 to like 250, which is a great deal because those were a really hyped up shoe too for that Area 72. Because you know, Kobe dropped his. LeBron dropped his, KD I think dropped his too, so that was like a big crazy collection.
Unfortunately, man, it's gonna be hard to find them for a reasonable price.
Oh yeah, used too. Even used, you won't even find them for a reasonable price.
Oh man, that was a good top five, man. I'm ready for someone to be like super smarter than all of us. And you remember when Jordan used to do the pack and just say they would get the pack where it'd be like 2 shoes in one? It was like $400 for 2 shoes.
Yeah.
Hey, they get an extra pair.
I wish.
But all right, man. I appreciate you taking out the time out of your day to do this with me, bro. I really do. Do you have any closing words for any of the listeners, man? Anything you want to say?
Stay home, guys. Be safe, man, because this corona is no joke. A lot of people are dying. Just, you know, stay safe, you know, and enjoy your life. And, you know, with all these shoes too, man, be on the lookout for them. But don't be greedy so us people can't get them, you know?
Don't be hoarders and wash your assholes and you'll be fine.
Exactly.
But all right, man, I'll hit you up later and I'll send you all the links and everything so you can share it if you want. Appreciate, like I said, man, appreciate you taking out the time out of your day to do this with me, man. And all right, man, be safe out there, all right?
All right, thank you for having me, man. Yeah, you have a good one.
Yeah, you as well.